Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Our Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Josh, my friend. Now, you have some sort of insight, some sort of info, rather, on what the hell Ed Boon seems to be doing next. Now, it seems to be something in relation to a Marvel fighting game.
Yes, it is that exciting, Scott, because last week, Daniel Richman, who is like an insider when it comes to comic book movies, mainly, he's usually in the movie world, you know, dropping rumors, dropping leaks, dropping scoops and stuff. He dropped another rumor, which was picked up by the likes of Push Square, CBI, like a bunch of outlets, that indicated that there have been discussions between NetherRealm, obviously the creators of Injustice and Mortal Kombat, and Marvel Studios to make some kind of Marvel-based fighting game, which I think everyone's wanted for like the longest time. And Ed Boon actually has commented on this previously a few years ago, where he said, he confirmed that, you know, there have been talks. He didn't say what happened with those talks. He didn't say if, you know, anything came of it. But, you know, if you take those comments along with this rumor, it seems like something is going down. And I, for one, would be absolutely over the moon. What makes this, of course, very funny is that not only does NetherRealm make Mortal Kombat, which is, you know, the most popular fighting franchise right now, like that thing just sells so well. It's like, you know, obviously a household name. Every time the one comes around, absolutely smashes, you know, records and stuff. But also they obviously make Injustice, which is a DC superhero fighting game. So to see them go from that to a Marvel-based fighting game would be quite funny.
I would say it makes sense. I mean, you've got like the amount of different superpowers that they've played with. I love the stuff that they've brought in theory. I know that MK versus DC is not like the most highly recommended Mortal Kombat game or whatever, but I like the, you know, the whole fighting as you like fall between platforms thing was cool. Injustice style, the power clashes, like almost Dragon Ball Z style power clashes were kind of cool. And I feel like, you know, over the years, Mortal Kombat, the characters have only got more super heroic. They've only got more over the top. And it makes sense to do a Marvel based version of this game or this sort of style. That interview that you said though, the one where he was talking to Game Informer and they were just asking him a bunch of rapid fire questions, and they just said like, hey, have you ever talked to Marvel about doing a game? And he says yes, and then goes oh, and kind of realizes he shouldn't have said it. That was like years ago, and for me, like, the only Marvel based brawling game, if you're not playing, you know, the Marvel versus Capcom games, then the only other one is Marvel Nemesis Rise of the Imperfects.
Oh my god, yes.
Was very imperfect.
It was, it really was.
I love the idea of that. That was more of like a brawler, like you were just sort of mashing each other. It wasn't like a side on fight kind of thing, but like I like the idea of it. I always like the idea of a Marvel fighting game, but I feel like hardly anyone has ever nailed it. You've got the, like I said, the versus Capcom games, but that's kind of it. It's pretty fresh territory in regards to a full 3D, you know, like I said, more you know, heavily experimental brawler where you've got these different sort of mechanics, like the ones that I mentioned before.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like, you know, NetherRealm's fighting style, their 2.5D kind of like approach to combat lends itself well to like the spectacular nature of superhero bouts. They've obviously already proven that with Injustice. But, you know, the way that they incorporate scene, I mean, not scene transitions, stage transitions, you know, so you're like knocking someone from like one part of a city to another part in one kind of like seamless, cool animation. You've obviously got like the super moves, you've got fatalities, brutalities. Oh, I can't remember the equivalent of that in the Injustice series. But you've got all of this stuff that kind of like, you know, hypes up the spectacle while still remaining, you know, quite a relatively pretty deep, you know, fighter in general. You know, you can get really good with these characters. There's a lot to learn. There's a lot of depth to the combat system. Quickly to go back to the Daniel Richman rumor, though, it was interesting that there were only current-gen consoles mentioned. So there was only the PlayStation 5, the Xbox Series X and S, and there was no mention of the PlayStation 4 or the Xbox One or anything like that. So the idea of it being like a proper next-gen game as well, taking advantage of that hardware, you know, making these spectacles as spectacular as they possibly can be, like, that's what gets me excited. Obviously, you know, NetherRealm was owned by WB, which owns DC, like I mentioned, but it doesn't mean that they can't make some kind of Marvel game, because Marvel obviously, you know, for the past few years have been going out to a bunch of different developers and saying, look, what do you want to make? Do you want to give us a pitch? We want to partner with you. And I feel like NetherRealm is like one of those premier studios that is excelling in a particular genre, so why wouldn't you go to them if there's money on the table, you know? And it's not like these licenses haven't been handed out to competitors beforehand either.
No, the thing that I'm really curious about, though, is how much they would let their characters get battered. Like, because that was the whole thing in MKDC was DC or Warner Brothers stepping in and just saying, well, we can't show any blood, we can't show, like, you can't do your fatalities, which is obviously an extreme version of, like, how much gore or blood or whatever you're going to put in a game. But then they obviously managed to get Injustice off the ground, and that's a little bit more, like, crazy with, like, over-the-top moves and stuff.
Yeah.
But they've never done, you know, you've never had, like, a fatality. You've never done, like, the NetherRealm signature moves have never been done with superheroes. And then nearest thing was, I think they were called like power moves or whatever it was, the thing that was in Injustice, but they weren't necessarily finishers. You could finish someone with them, but then they would get back up and fall down again. It wasn't like a, it was just a whole thing based on contractual stuff of what you couldn't do to these characters. And I kind of wonder if Marvel are a bit more lax with it. I'd be curious just like, yeah, like how much they sort of do with that stuff. Also, just referencing that old interview again, Boone said the thing that he would want to do is Marvel versus DC,
well,
which is like so seldom being done anyway, yeah. Really.
I feel like, you know, if you're going to get NetherRealm, who obviously have ties with Injustice, who have ties with WB, I feel like that's surely the thing that they do. They don't just do a Marvel-only game. Surely they do Marvel versus DC, because that, my friend, that would, like, be the biggest thing ever. If you had a Marvel versus DC game coming out, that would attract, you know, fighting game fans, it would attract non-fighting game fans, it would attract non-gamers who just want to see these characters, like, go together and have fun, you know, around a few bevs or something, you know, just seeing Spider-Man beat the piss out of Batman or something. I feel like that...
Well, it's barely been done. Like, yeah. There's like Street Fighter versus Tekken, which, like, we got the first one of them. They're still meant to be Tekken versus Street Fighter, the one that's made in the Tekken mold that just never came out. I forget the name of the creative director who said that it's still in development, but that's been like a decade or whatever. But Marvel versus DC as a thing, I think, has only been in like a handful of issues years ago. Like, there was a crossover in like the 90s, but it's not been done.
Yeah.
But you would think now with the current superhero climate that it would make sense to do it. But I know we're in like full on wish fulfillment territory.
Totally.
But just give me Batman versus Spider-Man. How hard is that?
I really do want that. The only thing that maybe would throw some water onto that fire is that, like you said before about Mortal Kombat versus DC, you know, like I was going to say Spider-Man versus DC, I would also play that. Marvel versus DC would be like a contractual nightmare. Like you said, you'd have both sides, you know, weighing in on which characters they want in there, what they can and can't show, how much blood they can show, who gets their ass kicked in the story, stuff like that. You know, that would be a right headache, but ultimately it might be worth navigating to put something out. So yeah, I'm fascinated to see whether or not this actually comes true. You know, Ed Boon was potentially being coy on Twitter a few hours ago because he was tweeting about James Gunn making a DC and a Marvel separate franchises, you know, working for both sides. And everyone pretty much tweeted him those, you know, shifty emoji eyes being like, oh, is this a reference to what we think it's a reference to? So, you know, who knows?
It could be. I mean, that's the thing. If you're going to put, if you're Marvel and for the longest time you haven't really bothered with video games, like you sort of, for the longest time you did movie tie-ins and then you sort of sat out most of the 8th generation and then came roaring back in with Insomniac Spider-Man, which was brilliant.
Yeah.
And then we've had Miles Morales, we've had Avengers, which Avengers is just a big lol at this point. I don't know what you do with that thing. It's just, it's over there. Like maybe it'll come back, but it's just this weird stodge. And maybe there's a way to sort of make that thing feel genuine again and make it feel like it's worth playing again. But I feel like they would need a win from a reputable studio that aren't going to go hog wild with, you know, monetization aspects and things like that. As I've said that, though, the Avengers was filled with that stuff. But again, you'd kind of hope that they've learned from it. But I just, this new wing of Marvel, this sort of new push that they've got to like invest in video games as a medium again and do proper original titles, you know, in the medium, then like you could do a far load worse than giving it to NetherRealm.
Yeah.
The only thing that I wonder is, like you said, because of the contractual stuff, do you think that they will have some sort of, if they did it, like some sort of over-the-top style move? Like, is that just such a NetherRealm trait at this point that you need to try and get something in there, some sort of finisher type thing?
I think you have to do it to some extent. I think you have to look at, you know, what NetherRealm is known for and why the Injustice series worked so well. Because, you know, obviously that isn't as brutal as Mortal Kombat, but it still kind of like pushes things perhaps as far as a superhero thing can go in like the fighting space realm. So I feel like, you know, you look at that series, you look at the entire history, I don't think you go to NetherRealm to do something incredibly watered down, because the one time that did happen with Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe, it didn't go down very well with the fans, even if it was quite a quirky experiment. That said, I honestly don't know what Marvel's up to these days. You know what I mean? I don't know whether they're incredibly tight around their products. They want things to be a specific way, want things to be as marketable as possible, or whether they're quite aware of the realities of, you know, like the gaming world and what studios can do, and ultimately trust those studios to deliver them a product that is good first and foremost, and then also something you know, beneficial and mass marketable. I hope that's the case, but I'm not entirely sure.
It's worth throwing out as well that if you look at NetherRealm's release calendar for the last sort of decade, you know, Injustice was 2013, you had Mortal Kombat 10 in 2015, and then there was Injustice 2 in 2017, and then Mortal Kombat 11 in 2019. Yeah. So with a two-year gap, that puts the release on this year. Obviously, last year throws everything out of whack, and there was a bigger gap between MK9 and 10. But in terms of the big titles that they've put out for the last sort of 8 years, they've stuck to a two-year cycle. So it makes sense to have something in the pipe for this year, even though that might have been elongated by last year. But whether that's Injustice 3 or it is this Secret Marvel thing or whatever, you know, you can let us know what you think down in the comments below. What would you rather see, Injustice 3 or whatever this Marvel thing is, if it's actually real? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.